It's the Morning Jam. It is 7:50. Miss Janet, it's all yours.
Well, we are here with Gary Friend, who I just have way too many stories about, and I won't share them this morning. But it's Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Gary, good morning. We're glad you're here.
Good morning. Good morning. I was telling Matthew that it was nice to travel the speed limit on the expressway coming this morning. Nobody was pushing me.
Oh, no, nice. Yeah,
it's true. Nobody was. That's what happens when you're up and out and about. So typically, you're not in this part of the woods. You're more up in Amherst County with your nonprofit. You say you've retired, but you haven't really.
This is a different kind of retirement.
That's right.
It's really what I love to do. So.
Well, since I've known you, I mean, we worked together when I was doing the downtown work. You've always been involved in reaching out and doing things with nonprofits. So I'm not surprised that you're doing this now. Tell us more about Neighbors Helping Neighbors and exactly what it is that you all do in Amherst County.
Well, Neighbors Helping Neighbors is a client choice pantry in the warehouse side. Our primary focus with the overall mission is to feed those in need. Those, mm-hmm. I like to say, instead of using the word hungry, those with food insecurities.
Okay.
So we started that doing a food kitchen, kind of like the Daily Bread here in Lynchburg.
Mm-hmm.
And that started first for about a year, and then we came up with this warehouse where we distribute food by client choice. And client choice means that they come in and shop for their groceries.
Okay.
And they choose what they get.
All right.
So, which is very unique in this area because it's not but about two of us, two large ones, Parkview Missions and Neighbors Helping Neighbors. So, It's definitely unique to Amherst County. You know,
there's a couple of benefits to that. First of all, it's not like they're being given things that are just going to go to waste because they're not going to use them.
Correct.
So you have that going on, and then I'm sure there are things in place to make sure that people don't take too much of certain things. I'm sure that's part of it as well, to be a good steward of the things that you have.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we have limitations, but what we have found out in the 4 years of doing this, going on five now, from the warehouse side, is that they really, we asked them, you can get this, mm-hmm. but they say, I don't need it, honey. I don't need it. You know? And so they really choose what they only need.
Oh, that's good.
So it's kind of nice.
That is a good good thing, because I think it's not always that way.
Yeah.
Now, when you say food insecurities, lots of times when people, and I do think the way you're doing it does bring some dignity to the process, mm-hmm. which is really important,
mm-hmm.
Because there are people right now who are having to seek help who've never had to seek help before.
Correct.
Are you seeing that more?
Well, we saw it, of course, a lot of things have changed with COVID.
Oh, 100%.
COVID really, and I'll touch base on that in a second if you'll remind me. But things have changed quite a bit. The numbers of people that were coming prior to COVID have really decreased in size here lately. And the main reason, Janet, is because they're getting a lot of, we are blessed in this area to have a lot of food pantries,
mm-hmm.
that distribute, and the food bank, the Blue Ridge Regional Food Bank, has allowed more people to get more often.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers have decreased a little bit, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm a little surprised by that because a lot of people have seen so much increase, or they've seen an increase from people who they haven't seen before, you know.
Yeah, well, when you say a lot of people, one thing you have to distinguish between Amherst County and the Lynchburg group,
mm-hmm, right,
is that we're rural.
Right, right.
Which we have the issue with transportation.
And getting people to,
yes.
Getting the food to the people,
yeah.
or the people to the food.
Inner city has transportation, bus lines that they can get, mm-hmm. to where they need.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big difference between us. We had to understand that when we started.
Sure.
we have to figure how to get the food to those people.
Right.
That's part of our mission.
Mm-hmm.
But with COVID, it got we had to step back a little bit.
Sure. So what are you doing because Amherst is such a large county and it is so rural? What are some of the things that you have in the works for bridging that gap?
Well, in the works, first of all, it's all about volunteers. If we can mm-hmm. get those volunteers, and we need to have volunteers for what I'm about to say with all of our missions. We can put food wherever the food deserts are, and we know what they are in
right,
Amherst County.
Sure.
But we need those volunteers in that community, and we need a lot more church volunteering. So, for an example, we have on our mission to deliver the groceries to a certain spot in the community.
Right.
And set up a table,
mm-hmm.
and everybody would pack up some bags. And actually, we could do a choice right there on the spot.
For some almost mobile pantries.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I thought of last night when I was putting together an idea that I'm presenting to a church Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mobile pantry.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And we could do that.
Sure.
But we need those volunteers in order to do that.
Well, I mean, think about the possibilities out there. There
sure.
might be somebody out within the sound of our voice or a church out there that has, a church van or a church bus
mm-hmm.
That you could get in working order, mm-hmm. and that could be your mobile food pantry, and then you get the volunteers to do that. That could truly transform lives, especially for people. I know in Amherst County, you might have elderly people
right.
Who it would be hard for them to get out, even if they did have access to a bus mm-hmm. line. So to be able to do that kind of thing would be just marvelous.
Yeah.
So
that's on the plan. You know, I did want to share one thing about what happened. You know, prior to COVID, we had 125 people that would come in, 100 to 125 people on an average would come in on a Saturday morning. We did it first Saturday and third Saturday. And they would actually get there at 1 o'clock a.m.
Wow.
And you
that
have
makes
to see
us look like slackers.
Yeah, <I know. laughs> you have to see the road. They would, and children would be with them. So they'd be in the car from 1 o'clock a.m. until 6 o'clock, until I got there to give out tickets. And
wow.
the tickets were used as their position in line.
Wow.
So they wanted to get in and get out.
Yeah.
It was not about how much they got, because we make a point of being, everybody gets the same thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we make, when we set it out and when we stock our store, because we call it a storefront,
mm-hmm.
we make sure that we want to have that. So they would get these tickets, so they would be able to come in. I mean, the parking lot, we would be there from, we being the volunteers, would be there from 8 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock. So when COVID hit, we had to stop all of that because of the CDC guidelines.
Right.
We couldn't bring as many people in. And so we did drive-through. The drive-through worked for,
and that works pretty well.
It worked okay, but it wasn't giving them the choice.
Sure.
Here it is. Bye-bye.
Right.
And as you said earlier, the dignity and the relationships. What we build with our clients is a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Well, you do a marvelous job with it. It's Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Their number is 434-226-0019. We're going to put your information up on our Facebook page to tell people how they can volunteer, how they can financially support you. We appreciate the work that you're doing.
Thanks for having me.
And we want to thank the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation for helping us bring this nonprofit spotlight with Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Gary Friend, thank you for joining us this morning on The Morning Jam.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.